Thank you, Representative Metcalf, and thanks to all the people of Pennsylvania who are here today celebrating our Second Amendment right. We appreciate everybody who came here today for this rally in Harrisburg. As Representative Metcalf said, I'm State Representative Kathy Rapp. I represent the people of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Crawford, and Forest counties. It's been said many times that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Legendary World War II General Douglas MacArthur took this concept still one step further when he said, "No man is entitled to the blessings of freedom unless he is vigilant in its preservation." Today, let me begin by commending every law-abiding gun owner for your vigilance in coming to Harrisburg once again to actively defend your constitutional liberty to keep and bear arms. Liberal gun control activists and gun-grabbing elected officials are relentless in their never-ending efforts to chip away the Second Amendment to the point where it is absolutely worthless in guaranteeing our freedoms. Public safety is a concern that we must all hold first and foremost to maintain our civilized society. However, gun control advocates have the wrong ideas about how to obtain it. If you don't believe it, just look at the rise of violent crime in countries where gun bans have already taken effect. In light of the Obama administration's ongoing attacks via executive order on our Second Amendment liberties, it is no surprise that the number of citizens purchasing firearms and obtaining concealed carry permits is at an all-time high. Clearly, the safety and welfare of our citizenry cannot be guaranteed if we continue to allow our social and legal status as law-abiding gun owners or outdoor sports enthusiasts to be reduced to silent second-class citizens. George Orwell once wrote, "That rifle on the wall of the laborer's cottage or working-class flat is the symbol of democracy. It is our job to see that it stays there." I can think of no truer words to exemplify the foundation of our constitutional republic. Our founding fathers and veterans across generations have risked their lives and shed their blood to secure these freedoms. We must fight harder than ever before to keep them intact. Thank you, Representative Metcalf, and all of you for being here today.